Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical success, Brigadoon, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Marion Bell and Clark Dennis. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you very much, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight, Clark Dennis and the lovely Miss Marion Bell join me in bringing you one of the most charming musicals in recent years, the wonderful Scotch fantasy, Brigadoon.
I beg your pardon, miss.
I?
Could you tell us where we are?
Of course. You're in Brigadoon.
Brigadoon? There's no town called Brigadoon on the map.
I shouldn't be surprised. It isn't on the map for good and sound reasons.
Well, tell me, what's everybody all dressed up for?
Well, there's a big wedding going to take place today.
Yours?
No, my sister's.
You're not married already, are you?
Oh, no. I've never found anyone up to now who made me think of it. Many are lost, me and everyone knows. But there's one thing that lies for me. One day you'll come walking on the horizon. That's your name. Then an old maid I'll be. Foolish
pretty girl like you shouldn't have any trouble finding the right boy.
Thank you, sir. Are you from England?
No, no, we're from America.
America?
Mm-hmm. My friend and I came to Scotland on a hunting trip. We lost our way, and right now we're mighty tired and mighty hungry.
Well, there's a little tavern on the next street where you can get some food.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Let's go, Tommy.
You go on ahead, Jeff. I want to make a call first. Is there a phone around here?
A phone?
Yes.
I didn't think we had one.
No phones? What kind of a nutty town is this, anyway?
Brigadoon is a wonderful town. And if you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
You don't like me very much, do you?
Oh, I like you very much. I just didn't like what you said. Now, be off with your friend and well, I go and gather some heather for the wedding.
May I go with you?
No. I'll do it much faster alone.
Oh, I won't bother you, really. You know, maybe I'm the one who's slightly nutty, but...
Can't we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees? Out where there's a hillside of heather, curtsying gently in the breeze. That's what I'd like to do, see the heather, but with you. The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill.
The morning dew is blinking yonder. There's lady music in the rill. And all I want to do is wander.
There may be other days as rich and rare. There may be other springs as full and fair.
But they won't be the same. They'll come and go. For this I know.
And when the mist is in the gloaming,
and all the clouds are holding still,
all the clouds are holding still,
if you're not there, I won't go roaming.
There, you see, you can say nice things when you want to. Come on now, let's be off.
Good morning, Fiona.
Oh, good morning to you, Charlie. This is...
My name's Tommy Albright.
Mine's Fiona McLaren, and this is Charlie Dalrymple. He's marrying my sister today.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Charlie.
Thank you, sir. I was hunting for the schoolmaster, Fiona. I wanted to ask him something about the miracle.
The what?
You'll see Mr. Lundy at the house, Charlie, when you come over and sign the Bible.
That's right. Well, then, I'll be off about me errands. Glad to have met you.
Same here, Charlie. Now, Fiona, what was that business about a miracle?
Oh, that... I'm sorry. I cannot say...
But I
cannot say. Maybe if you were to ask Mr. Lundy.
Fiona.
I.
If I stuck around here today, would you take me to the wedding?
Why do you want to stay?
I cannot say.
Of course I'll take you. And now, are you going to help me gather the heather, or are you too tired?
Tired? I never felt better in my whole life.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could spin like a loom and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. From the way that I feel when that breath stars to feel. I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Second act of Brigadoon in just a moment. Once more, with grim determination, our peace-loving country is arming to defend its freedom against attack. To do this will involve the greatest production job the world has ever seen. Production of food and fuel and tanks and guns. And all the other supplies modern war requires in such huge quantities. In this stepped-up program of production, it will again be the job of the railroads to help keep an adequate supply of raw materials moving steadily from farm and mine and forest to industrial plants all over the nation, and then to distribute the finished arms and equipment to the camps and fields and ports where they are needed. In handling this job, the railroads have the benefit of all the far-reaching improvements they have made in the last 5 years. These improvements in tracks, signals, shops, and yards make it possible for today's average freight train to help speed our country's rearmament by carrying more freight and carrying it faster than ever before in history. To keep pace with future needs for increased transportation required by our nation's tremendous production effort, the railroads are now busy expanding their program of improvement. They are adding new equipment as fast as they can get it. And with the organized cooperation of shippers and government agencies, they are intensifying their efforts to get the best use out of every available car and locomotive. The railroads will leave nothing undone that will speed our country's rearmament. They are determined that the transportation needs of the armed forces shall be met first, fully, and without delay. The second act of Brigadoon, starring Gordon MacRae and his two guests, Marion Bell and Clark Dennis.
Who's there?
Charles McPherson Dalrymple. Today, the founder of a new clan.
Oh, come in, Charlie. Mr. Lundy's here.
And where's my genie?
Greetings to you, young bridegroom. Take this quill and sign the wedding paragraph in the family Bible before you forget it.
Very well, Mr. Lundy. Charles McPherson Dalrymple. There, 'tis done. Now, where's Jeannie?
She's upstairs dressing, but you cannot see her, Charlie.
'Tis bad luck for the groom to see the bride afore the wedding.
Jeannie! Jeannie, darling!
Charlie, you cannot see her.
Jeannie, come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. Darling, my darling, 'tis all I can say. Come to me, bend to me, kiss me. Give me your lips and don't take
Charlie, please go away.
Because they've told me I can't behold ye till wedding music starts playing. To ease my longing, there's nothing wrong in me standing out here and saying,
come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day.
Darling, my darling, 'tis all I can say. Come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day.
You must go. I've got to help Jeannie dress.
Off with you, Charlie, lad.
Right you are, and don't let Jeannie be late for the wedding.
Don't you be late. Tommy.
Yes?
Oh, will you and Jeff bring some of that heather in here and pretty up the room for the wedding?
Oh, anything you say, Fiona.
Thank you, Tommy. Give me a big bunch of it, and I'll take it up to Jeannie for her wedding bouquet.
Here you are, darling.
Thank you, dearie. I won't be long.
And I'd like a final word with Jeannie, if I may, Fiona.
Well, so it's darling and dearie now, is it?
Well, I guess it's time we were starting back.
Oh, now, there's no hurry, Jeff. Let's stay for the wedding.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Look at this.
What?
This Bible. Read what it says here.
Fiona, born October 10th, 1722. Jean, born April 8th, 1728.
And get this. Marry Jean McLaren to Charles McPherson Dalrymple. May 24th, 1746.
Wait a minute. No Brigadoon on the map. No phones in the whole town. And something about a miracle. Fiona? Mr. Lundy?
Hi, Tommy. What is it?
Aye. What is it, Mr. Albright? Fiona, is this your name here in the Bible?
Aye.
But the date, it says...
Oh, I cannot say. If Mr. Lundy wants to tell you, well, he's the one to explain about Brigadoon.
Mr. Albright, if Fiona wishes, I'll tell you everything. But let me warn you beforehand, you won't believe a word I say. What happened in Brigadoon was a miracle, and most folks didn't believe in miracles.
Go on.
200 years ago this very day, the minister of our kirk, Mr. Forsyth...
A good man he was.
Aye, the kindest in Scotland. He was getting old, and he wanted to protect the people of Brigadoon from the evils of the outside world after he was gone. So he went out to a hill beyond Brigadoon and prayed that the town and all its people should vanish into the healing mist.
Vanish?
Aye, but not for always. Brigadoon was to return just as it was... For one day, every 100 years.
That's incredible.
You see, in this way, Mr. Forsyth figured there would be no change in our lives. We'd all go on living our customary way, but just wouldn't be in any century long enough to be touched by it.
And you say all this happened 200 years ago?
Aye, lad. Which, you see, is only 2 days ago to us. For when we awakened the morning after Mr. Forsyth had prayed for a miracle, he was gone. And it was 100 years later.
Now, Mr. Lundy, I'm not saying I believe all this, but suppose a stranger like myself came to Brigadoon and wanted to stay. Could he?
Aye. Mr. Forsyth provided for that. A stranger can stay if he loves someone in Brigadoon enough to want to give up everything to be with that person, which is how it should be. Because after all, lad, if you love someone deeply enough, anything is possible.
I think I like that part the best.
But at night, Mr. Lundy, when you go to sleep, what's it like?
Well, sometimes at night, I seem to hear strange voices. No words I can remember. Just voices from the outside world filled with a fearful longing. You know, there must be lots of folks out there who like a Brigadoon.
What are you thinking, Tommy? You're so quiet.
It isn't real, Fiona. None of it's real. The town isn't real, and you aren't real, and this feeling.
What feeling, Tommy? Tell me what you feel.
This is hard to say, but as I wandered through the Lee, I felt for just a fleeting moment that I suddenly was free of being lonely. Then I closed my eyes and saw the very reason why I saw. To myself with a sigh, there but for you go I. I saw a man walking by the sea, alone with the tide was he. I looked and I thought as I watched him go by, for you, Lord. Lonely men around me, trying not to cry, till the day you found me, there among them was I. Was all his own. I thought as I thanked all the stars in the sky, there but for you, God.
Oh, Tommy. Tommy, darling.
I love you, Fiona. I guess that's all there is to it.
I've wanted to hear you say it, even though it be at the last minute like this.
The last minute?
You're going to leave Brigadoon, I know it.
It isn't that I don't love you.
You mean you're not sure you can accept everything?
That's about it.
Well, then you must go. I'll miss you, but I think that I'll be less lonely now than I was before you came. I think real loneliness is not being in love in vain, but not being in love at all.
Hurry up, Tommy. We'll reach those mountains before dark. You know, I was afraid you were going to stay in that Highland voodoo town. Brigadoon is disappearing in the mist. Ah, Tommy, you'll forget all about that place and all about that girl, too, once we get back to civilization.
I think real loneliness is not being in love in vain, but not being in love at all.
You're right, Fiona. You understood, but I didn't.
Tommy, who are you talking to?
Jeff, I believe in her. I believe in Brigadoon, and I'm going back.
Tommy, you can't. It's dark and Brigadoon has vanished. Even so, I'm going back.
Look, Jeff. Look, the mist is rising again.
Brigadoon is still there.
Yes. And here comes Mr. Lundy.
Tommy, lad. You must really love her. You woke us all up. Brigadoon had disappeared, and you brought it back again. Remember what I told you.
When you love someone deeply enough, anything is possible. Even miracles.
Tommy.
Fiona. Oh, Fiona.
So long, Tommy.
So long, Jeff.
Tommy, you're going to stay.
I'm going to stay forever and ever, my darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marion Bell will be back in just a moment. Our thanks to Clark Dennis, Ted Osborne, Peter Leeds, and our entire company. Brigadoon was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway from the musical play Brigadoon, with book and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner and music by Frederick Lowy, as produced at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City by Cheryl Crawford. Last Friday, President Truman told us that during the year ahead, we will be producing military planes 5 times as fast as we are today. Production of combat vehicles will be up 4 times. Electronic equipment for defense will be multiplied 4.5 times. The railroads are alert to the increased transportation this great production job will demand. They are adding to their locomotive power and enlarging their freight car fleet. For the railroads are determined that there shall be no delaying the movement of the men, the equipment, the material, and the supplies required for the armed forces of our great nation. Now here again is lovely Marion Bell. You know, friends, Marion played Fiona in the original Broadway production of Brigadoon, didn't she, Marion?
That's right, Gordon. So it was a real treat to do the show again. In fact, it's always a treat to be on the Railroad Hour.
Well, thanks very much, Marion. We certainly like to have you here.
Next Monday's Christmas, Gordon. What sort of a present do you have for your listeners?
Well, I'll tell you, Marion. We're inviting everyone to eavesdrop on our cast Christmas party. Lucille Norman will be with us, and we have a wonderful story to tell you. It's the Christmas message that lies in the music of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite.
All aboard!
Well, folks, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
Brigadoon was presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.